Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up, we will recap Thursday night football in the Meadowlands. The G-Men showing some life against the Eagles and getting the dub. We've got postseason baseball as well to recap, a couple of critical game fours. We'll also preview virtually every NFL match in the card this weekend. We'll do the same for some big games in college football. We've got Double D's Degenerate Parlay, our squad parlay, and pick six all in the next 3 hours. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. It's a Saturday Junior, otherwise known as Friday. Good morning, Chelsea.
Yeah, it's the best time of year, and it's the best day of the year. Mm-hmm. Or not day of the year, day of the week, I'm sorry. Maybe I was a little dramatic.
Favorite day of the year,
But it's
today.
A Friday during football season, and we have postseason baseball. It is a great time to be a sports bettor.
Man, I got to get out of this funk. I'm already out of it because I'm here with everybody. It's a Friday. Got in the lift this morning. Immediately, this guy starts talking my ear off about politics. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And not politics that I want to hear. I came this close. I'm like, Michael, take a couple deep breaths. It's a 10-minute ride. You're almost there. And I almost clapped back in the back seat. I did not. I took a breath. I said, thanks for the ride. Got out of there. And now everything's great. I'm in a good space.
But, like, that's a bold move.
It's
if
very bold.
If you're driving a Lyft or an Uber and you're like, hey, this complete stranger, how about I do everything that everybody loves to hear when they're talking to a stranger? Let's start with politics. I bet this guy is great at Thanksgiving.
I think he definitely felt the vibe. Like, he was ready to talk, and then about 3 minutes in, he got real quiet. I think he realized, oh, I probably am crossing the line here. This guy doesn't want to hear this. So, the good thing is, that's over. Here we are. It's a Friday. Like you were saying, we got a ton of sports this week. We had a ton of sports last night, including Thursday night football we got to talk about. First, let's quickly get into our bets from yesterday.
Long sigh. The losing almost by the hook bets are back. So this one didn't lose by the hook. I guess I should take solace in that. But had Cam Scataboo over 13.5 receiving yards, thought he would be a bigger part in the receiving game. But he only finished with 12 yards, so that was an L for me.
One for two night for this guy. Thank God the Dodgers came home. That was close. Whew. I was this close to an 0-3 night. Really close. Had the Brewers on the money line as well. That was a loser. Had Jackson Dart under 180.5 passing yards. I really like that. He had 195 and a great performance by the G-Men. So a loss there. Donkster, perfect this week. Had the Giants plus 7.5. Hosting the Eagles. So for the week, you are 3-2. I'm 4-5. The Donkster, a pristine 4-0 here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for waking up with us. It's a Friday, so come along for the ride. And we're going to start with what we saw last night, Thursday night football. The Giants stunning the Eagles 34-17, an outright win. The Giants getting 7.5. They were plus 310 on the money line. And he overhits, total set at 40 and a hook. Who saw this coming? Jackson Dart, his best game yet, while continuing ways to find time in the pocket.
Interesting formation. Dart. Is he going to take off again? He might have to, but no, he finds an open man and hits him. Robinson stays in bounds. Robinson's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
Al Michaels with a call on Amazon Prime. It's 7-3 Giants. Dart goes 17 of 25, 195 yards in that touchdown. Also rushes for 58 yards in a score. And then on the ground, Cam Scataboo grew up running his head into a telephone pole. Last night, he was running into Eagles defenders. 19 carries, 98 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
A lot. Here's Scandaboo to the end zone. Touchdown.
Once again, that's from Amazon Prime. New York scores 5 touchdowns in a game against the Eagles for the first time since 2012. I don't know if the Giants are legit or if the Eagles are bad, but this was an all-around fantastic performance out of nowhere from the Giants.
Hell yeah, it was. This is the high-end potential that we were talking about for the Giants yesterday when we said, hey, there's a lot of volatility if you're betting on the Giants, but I will say there is some potential there because we did see it in the game against the Chargers. We saw the bad version against the Saints, but last night it was all good. Jackson Dart running all over them. So was Cam Scataboo. But Jinx, what do you think the bigger takeaway is from this game? The fact that the Giants have some life, maybe for the future of their franchise, or the fact that the Eagles now look like a bad team. It would be one thing if they lost in a close game, but they didn't look good for the entirety of the game. They looked like a bad team.
I think the Eagles are in trouble now. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And the Eagles got pushed around on both lines of scrimmage. Jalen Hurts did not look good, threw a critical interception there in the fourth quarter. And now we're seeing not only A.J. Brown upset, it was Lane Johnson after the game. I mean, this is a guy on the Eagles offensive line who said, we need to be less predictable. We need to find more variety in our play calling. A.J. Brown said as much. He said after the game, we're trying to find our identity. The Eagles have no idea who they are right now. They know who they think they should be, but especially on offense, they just don't know who they are or what they want to do. They're not creative at all. They're not performing at a high level. Saquon, again, had less than 60 yards last night. He's now had less than 60 yards in 5 of 6 games this season. I don't particularly feel like the Eagles like each other a whole lot. They seem kind of miserable. For a defending world champion, the Eagles seem like they're not having any fun and they're kind of confused, and the Giants dominated them last night.
I feel like this is the downside for the Eagles is that when they get down on themselves and the attitudes start to sour, we see the team kind of fall apart. And we saw that, what was it, the year that they went on the road and got smoked by the Bucs in the first round of the playoffs? Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like where everybody was like, Nick Sirianni's a bad coach and he can't get everybody's attitudes on the same page. So I don't know if this is when he really has to dig deep or maybe if it's just a matter of the play calling and the offense being terrible. But, like, something's got to give. And I think this is why it's so difficult for teams to repeat as Super Bowl champions. Because, you know, then you get everybody's best effort. You get a really tough schedule. And it's just hard to repeat dominance. It's something we don't see in the NFL often.
You know who really enjoyed this win? Me and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Denton.
Ah, it's fans.
Yes, there's a reason why. There's a yeah, just because we're bros. That's why.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, we were talking about it. But honestly, there's a reason why. You've heard this stat before, but it bears repeating. There has not been a repeat champion in the NFC East in more than 2 decades, and this is why. Because it's so difficult to repeat as a division champion, much less a Super Bowl champion, and now. Look, the Giants look okay. They look better. They're still the Giants. Let's not exaggerate too much here based on one performance. The Eagles look like a mess. The Cowboys are very mid. The Commanders can win this division.
What are the standings right now? Because I will say this. Like, the Eagles are still 4-2. Like, luckily, they have been a bad team for most of the season, but they've won a lot of games. So I don't know if these are fixable problems. I think that's what we're all wondering, is that are these problems that can be corrected in the next few weeks for the Eagles? Because it's not like they're, you know, devoid of talent. When you have, like, all these great guys on the offensive line and you run the tush-push four straight times.
I know. God.
Jenks, can we pause for a second?
Yes.
This is driving people absolutely crazy. I feel like it's something where you watch and you're like, oh, my God, they're going to do it again? They're going to do it for a third time? A fourth time?
Fourth time?
What am I watching? Right?
Yeah.
I think the toughest part is that I think a lot of people are coming around to the idea of, like, getting rid of the tush-push because you simply can't officiate it. It feels
right.
like they're lining up offsides, at least on, like, two of the four tries. So I think a lot of people were rolling their eyes last night.
I think so. Now we're seeing, I think, the tush-push come to an end. Like, it had its run. And also, I think the Eagles are tired of it. Like, when you talk about lack of creativity on offense, like, imagine if you're a lineman. That has to be brutal on your body. Hasn't Jason Kelce talked about that when he played? Mm-hmm. Like, how tough it is to run that play. And then you run it four straight times. Like, not only is that zero creativity, that has to be absolutely brutal on you physically and probably wears you down when you're trying to stay fresh for the rest of the game and it's your own offensive play calling which is hurting you.
Right, and I think it's sad that that's, like, the only play that works.
Yeah.
Like, it's impressive, I suppose, but, like, you should be able to do more than a rugby play if you want to call yourself a good football team.
1,000%, and I think it's holding them back, and I think the Eagles feel that. Up next for Philly, they visit the Vikings on Sunday. The Giants head to Denver. How about some baseball, Chelsea? The Dodgers, what a great game this was. They downed the Phillies in extras. In 11, 2-1, Dodgers minus 120 on the money line. Total set at 7 and a hook. The under hits. Tight game throughout. Both teams get runs in the 7th. Then in the bottom of the 11th, bases loaded. Two outs. Andy Páez facing Orion Kikering.
Strike. Páez breaks his bat. Kikering got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won.
Call courtesy of TBS. You can see right now. Oh, Kikering just bowled over and just heartbroken. That was a tough way to go home. It's only the second postseason series to ever end on a walk-off error. The Dodgers advanced to the NLCS for the 8th time in 13 years. I'm not a Phillies guy, but it's tough to see a guy make an error like that. Could have gone to first, goes home instead, and just threw it away.
Ah, it's been a tough series for Kikering. Like, he's given up some runs in big spots, and this is going to be the play that everybody remembers, unfortunately. But I think if you look at it from a logical perspective, like, you're in the 11th inning. Like, eventually you got to score a run, and it's just too much pressure on your defense. And this was a good hustle play from the Dodgers. I think it was Ha-Seong Kim who was running in from third, and he was a pinch runner. So the Dodgers knew what they were doing here. They put in some speed at third for this reason. And then, you know, sometimes if your fundamentals are not completely sound, if you don't know where you're throwing the ball when it comes to you, this is something we do in Little League where you tell everybody, hey, if you get the ball, you need to throw to first. Hey, if you get the ball, make sure you go to home plate. But he bobbled it, so I think he kind of panicked in the moment.
Yeah.
And it was a big moment, and your season's over.
That's what Kikering said. He said once he bobbled it, he didn't know if he had time to turn, and he just immediately, it was a reaction in the moment where he's like, I'll just go home, and should have gone to first. And that's going to haunt him for a while. That's a tough way to end a series. I feel bad for the guy. Dave Roberts, Dodgers skipper, said after the game, they cracked. We didn't. Man, tough.
Mm.
It's tough.
That's exactly what happened, though, right? Like, when you're playing 11 innings, because that's the thing. Like, a lot of people can point their fingers at him and say, hey, he made the game-losing error.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, you were going to have to score at some point. And, like, that Dodgers lineup is really good as well. It just feels very anticlimactic that this is the way that one of the favorites to win the World Series is now quietly exiting the postseason.
Well, before we get to the Cubs, we'll let Philly fans speak through Double D in the chat, who says, three games where your starters go six or seven innings, giving up no runs, and you lose them? Unacceptable. Philly's fan right there. Unacceptable. In Chicago, the Cubs blank the Brewers. This is what we get for booping the Cubs on the nose yesterday, Chelsea. We went, so cute.
Old takes exposed.
Old takes exposed. 6-0, Cubs, even money. Total set at 7, the under hits. The Cubs get going in the first and never look back.
Hap with a drive. right field, way back there, gone! More first inning fireworks. Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series, and the Cubs lead 3-0.
Yes, they do. What a performance by Chicago. And early on, again, Happ, 1-for-5, that home run. Kyle Tucker, 2-for-3 with a homer as well. Michael Busch, 1-for-4 with a long ball. Call courtesy of TBS. I was hating on Matthew Boyd yesterday. He goes 4 2/3. Shutout baseball from him. The Cubs with 10 hits. They even the series at 2. And now we get a Game 5 in Milwaukee. I really did not see the Cubs getting to Freddy Peralta, but they did.
I think a lot of it had to do with the home field environment. And we said that this was the sabotage factor because it feels like in the postseason, Wrigley gets absolutely rocking. And you could tell that the home crowd was absolutely in the dome of Freddy Peralta because he just kept giving up home runs. And I'll say this, the Cubs may have some issues on their bullpen depth, but when it comes to power, there is no shortage. The Cubs lead all teams in the postseason with 11 home runs. You know, since the postseason has started, and it's bailed them out of a lot of things.
Yeah, it really has. And Milwaukee had chances in this game. Brewers go just 1-for-13 in with runners in scoring position. Game 5 set for Saturday night in Milwaukee. No starting pitchers named just yet, but if you look at the odds, the Brewers have been installed as the favorites at -130. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, Week 6 is underway in the NFL, so we're going to decide which early games we like on Sunday and if another beatdown is on the way for the Jets. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Great to have you with us on a Friday. It's the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.